Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Frank Sinatra.
Francis Albert Sinatra, the chairman of the board. Old Blue Eyes, the voice. We know his nicknames, know his songs, how his singing and savvy changed the music business forever.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is post time.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Oh, what are you asking such ridiculous questions for? Just play the mother notes and we'll be a riot.
Well, that's your E-333-8-6-1.
Fly me to the moon.
I would like to be remembered as a man who brought an innovation to popular singing. Let me see a peculiar, unique fashion like that I wish one of these days somebody would learn to do so it doesn't die where it is.
In other words, please be true.
L'année 1943 commence on ne peut mieux pour le jeune Frank Sinatra. À peine 27 ans, il est la coqueluche donc d'Hollywood, pratiquement en couverture de magazine People. En janvier, il revient au Paramount avec le big band de Johnny Long. En février, il est l'invité radio du show You Hit Parade. Et puis Columbia Pictures va l'appeler pour son premier film sans le big band de Tommy Dorsey, Réveil with Beverly. Frank y est comme invité, sans aucun rôle d'acteur, juste pour interpréter Night and Day.
It's a record that I'd be playing for you if I was still greeting you at Reveille. He's one of my favorite singers, Frank Sinatra, singing one of my favorite songs, Night and Day.
Under the sun, whether near to me or far, it's no matter, darling, where you are, I think of you. This longing for you follows wherever I go. In the roaring traffic's boom, or in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you day and night. Such a hungry yearning burning inside of me, and its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night. A hungry yearning burning way down inside of me, and its torment won't ever be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night, night and day.
Frank engageait un nouvel agent de com, George Evans, qui représente des vedettes comme Lena Horne, Duke Ellington, Dean Martin ou Jerry Lewis. Fort de cette réputation, Frank va donc s'adresser à lui. « Faites de moi la plus grande star qui soit, quoi qu'il en coûte, j'ai le talent, à vous de faire le reste. » Evans va s'y employer. Interviews, photos, tout est mis en œuvre pour réussir le pari, même si Evans tente de mettre en garde Frank vis-à-vis de son comportement extra-conjugal. Au printemps 43, Nancy Sinatra est à nouveau enceinte. L'extra-conjugalité l'avait rendue plus dure, plus amère, mais que faire sans Frank, elle n'était rien. Avec lui, elle était l'épouse fortunée d'une star. George Evans souhaiterait que Frank puisse se produire au Copacabana à Manhattan. Mais le manager du club, Jules Podell, n'a que faire des desiderata de Frank. Il dirige un club où le public de gens adultes, fortunés, viennent surtout pour se montrer. Fin mars 43, Frank va être engagé au Riobamba et ce sera, cette fois-ci, un véritable succès. Fini les groupies, les Bobby Soxers, public adulte conquis. Frank a fait ce qu'il fallait d'ailleurs pour cela. Costume de soirée, accroche-cœur sur l'œil droit, au mois de juin, il va enregistrer ses premières faces au studio Columbia avec les Bobby Tucker Singers. À cause de la grève des musiciens, l'enregistrement, cette fois, se fera donc a cappella. Close to you, you will never know.
just how much I miss you. You'll never know just how much I care. And if I tried, I still couldn't hide my love for you. You ought to know, 'cause haven't I told you so a million or more times? You went away and my heart went with you. I speak your name in my every prayer. If there is some other way to prove that I love you, I swear I don't know how. You'll never know if you don't know. I swear I don't know. You'll never know if you don't know now.
Le 12 août 43, Frank et son entourage, dont l'arrangeur Alex Tordal, arrivent à Pasadena en Californie. Frank a été appelé pour jouer son propre rôle dans le film Higher and Higher. Certes, il sera là en qualité de chanteur, mais ce sera aussi son premier rôle en qualité d'acteur. Frank Sinatra sonne à la porte d'une maison bourgeoise. Une soubrette vient lui ouvrir. Il se présente et elle tombe dans les pommes en le voyant. Elle pense qu'il est venu pour la voir, elle. En réalité, Frank est venu présenter une chanson à la maîtresse de maison, jouée par une jeune actrice française, Michèle Morgan, qui, une fois les présentations faites, va donc demander à Frank de lui chanter sa chanson, accompagnée par le pianiste maison Oscar. « I could not sleep a wing last night ».
Yeah?
Good morning. My name is Frank Sinatra.
What?
Oh. Just a moment, please. Don't you feel well?
Oh, I feel wonderful.
Well, let's pull ourselves together, shall we?
Did you come to see me?
No. I came to see the young lady that waves like that.
Oh, the one who waves like that?
Uh-huh.
She's in here. Come on. It's for you. His name is Sinatra.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Hello.
Hello.
I brought you some flowers.
Oh, for me?
Uh-huh. And a new song.
Oh, thank you.
Sweet.
You haven't been waving lately, and I thought perhaps you were ill.
Oh, no, I feel swell.
You see, we know each other from across the courtyard.
Oh, so you're the one.
Sounds positively indecent. You know how your father feels about those things.
Am I doing wrong?
You're not doing bad.
May I ask your name?
My name is Millie Pickett.
That's just a nickname. You see, her real name is Miss Pamela Drake.
Of the Drakes.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's rather silly. I thought Miss Drake was a member of the household staff. I apologize.
The staff accepts your apology.
Is there something wrong with your head?
Oh, no. See, I'm just learning to walk.
It's a delayed case.
We're getting Miss Drake ready for her debut next week at the Butler's Ball.
Oh, that's a coincidence. I'm singing at the Butler's Ball. Our chambermaid is asking.
Oh, you mean Margaret?
How
very nice. Is this a love song?
No, it's a torch ballad.
Oh, a hot tune, ain't it? Ain't it? Won't you please sing it for me now? Oscar will play.
Well, I...
You see, Pamela,
Don't mind Michael. He's only the valet here. Come along.
Yes, I'm only the...
Oh, Oscar.
Yes, ma'am.
Would you play this for my friend?
For your friend, I'll play it extra well.
That guy may sing us out of a fortune.
I couldn't sleep a wink last night because we had that silly fight. I thought my heart would break the whole night through. I knew that you'd be sorry, and I'm sorry too. I didn't have my favorite dream, the one in which I hold you tight. I had to call you up this morning to see if everything was still all right. Yes, I had to call you up this morning, 'cause I couldn't sleep a wink last night. I didn't have my favorite dream, the one in which I hold you tight. I had to call you up this morning to see if everything was still all right. Yes, I had to call you up this morning, 'cause I couldn't sleep a wink last night.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
I think it's fine, too.
Thank you, too.
That was great, old boy. Now we'll be seeing you at the Butler's Ball.
And maybe I'll sing for you.
That'll be peachy.
Oh, I'll just see my friend out.
So long.
Mrs. Keating and Miss Keating.
How do you do? I'm Mrs. Keating. This is my daughter, Catherine.
How do you do?
How do you do?
I'm an old school chum friend of Mrs. Drake, and I thought...
I'm sorry. I'm sort of a stranger here myself. This is Miss Drake. Well, goodbye, Pamela. Don't work too hard.
Oh, I don't anymore since we got the new vacuum cleaner.
Plus tard dans le film, Frank fera ses premiers pas de danseur, toujours avec Michel Morgan, mais aussi avec Marcy Mike Gear. The music stops.
The music stopped, but we were still dancing, which goes to show music has charmed. The lights were low, so we went on dancing. I felt the glow of you in my arms. And we were in heaven, dancing.
dancing on a cloud, way off in the blue. The music stopped, and people were glancing, but we went on dancing, for we didn't know. Start, and people were glancing, but we went on dancing, for we didn't know.
Lors d'une scène romantique à souhait, Michel Morgan et Frank Sinatra, assis sur un banc, se déclarent mutuellement leur attirance. Lovely way to spend an evening.
Frank, How would you go about making someone fall in love with you?
Well, if it were a certain someone I met at your house, I would take her for a walk in the park. And we would sit down, like this. And without confusing her, I'd say,
this is a lovely way to spend an evening. Can't think of anything I'd rather do. This is a casual stroll through a garden, a kiss by a lazy lagoon, catching a breath of moonlight, humming our favorite tune. This is a save all my nights and spend them with you. And spend them with you.
Et puis dans cette scène, Franck arrive en vélo, retrouve les gens de la maison bourgeoise qui lui claquent la porte. Mais fort heureusement, il va retrouver la jolie soubrette qui, avec son tempérament effronté, n'hésitera pas à lui déclarer que c'est elle qui l'a vu la première et non Michel Morgan. Frank Sinatra, I saw you first.
Good morning.
Oh, hello.
Are you getting your exercise?
No, just scrubbing the steps.
I came to congratulate you. I thought you were wonderful last night.
I thought I was too.
say, what's the idea? Oh, Pamela, you're not supposed to be doing this now. The photographers won't be here for half an hour yet.
The things those newspapers do think up.
Yes. Well, I didn't know the photographers...
Oh, you didn't know the photographers were late? No, of course you didn't. She's so forgettable.
I brought Miss Drake some flowers.
Oh, gee, that's swell.
She means that's nice.
Yes. Say, where are you getting all of these flowers?
My old man owns a flower shop.
That's nice, too. Well, come on, Pamela. You have a lot of checks to sign, my dear.
Oh,
you can't play with your pail yet. Later on, you may.
She's going to the beach.
Yes, she loves the water.
Sometimes she blows bubbles.
Yes.
Goodbye, Pamela.
Goodbye, Frank. See you on the window.
Yes, she'll see you.
Hello?
So long.
I saw you first.
Now, wait a minute.
Nobody else is gonna catch you. I saw you first.
Yes, I'm in it.
Nobody else is gonna pet you. You smiled at me. That was my lucky break. Gave you that double take. Said to myself.
Quote.
Oh, blankie.
Unquote.
You gave it that.
I did?
I suddenly found myself in clover. I tumbled flat.
You sure did.
That was the time that you took over. If someone else wants to try this love scene, we rehearsed.
What'll I tell them, baby?
Just tell them I saw you first.
I'll try to remember that I saw you first.
Me?
Baby, I should have seen you sooner. I saw you first.
Oh, gee.
Think you could ever stand a crooner.
Uh-huh.
You smiled at me. That was my lucky break. Gave you that double take. Said to myself,
what did you say?
That does it. You gave it this. I was like a clown in clover. And that first kiss, that was the time that you took over. So if my other love affair should go and burst.
What other love affair, you double-crosser? From now on, I'll listen to Crosby.
Okay, but... Remember, I saw you first.
Dans ce film va apparaître un autre chanteur qui deviendra lui aussi un grand crooner, Mel Tormé. La troupe au grand complet, dans le film Higher and Higher avec Frank Sinatra, You Are Your Own.
Oscar?
Yeah?
Could you give a woman a bit of advice?
Well, Miss Mickey, there isn't anything that I have any more of. What's wrong?
Well, it just seems that every time I catch a man, he catches somebody else.
Well, you just haven't caught the right man.
But if ever I find a man, what'll I say?
Well, you can have someone advise you, that is, when you buy a precious stone. But when it comes to love, you're on your own. If you must have information, you can dial your telephone.
But when it comes to love, you're on your own.
Who asked you?
If your songbird flies without you, you can climb another tree.
You know I'm simply mad about you. You're arsenic to me.
There are red lights round to warn you when you're in a danger zone. But when it comes to love, you're on your own.
That romantic moon will help me, and the stars that shine above.
But if that old moon won't help you,
then I'll help myself to love.
I'm a parliamentary figure, I'm in favor with the throne.
But when it comes to love, you're on your own.
We could fly away together
and explore the great unknown. Just you and I together on our own.
Really, Min, we've caught a flounder.